This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What happened? The President of the United States led an insurrection against a fair election to try and overturn that and, you know, report both sides of this. Well, he said he really didn't, and courts convicted 400 of them, and he pardoned them. No, he did that. He did that, and that's today. And it's clear that we also saw today he implemented five states are being punished with a freezing of federal funds illegally that were appropriated by Congress, our tax dollars. And I find it interesting that Minnesota, California, Illinois, and New York were taking that. The interesting thing is the biggest fraud trial in the country is taking place in Mississippi today with $100 million of welfare fraud. And I don't believe Mississippi was on that list. So look, this is a concerted effort to try and destroy the president's opponents, to destroy the rule of law. And it became apparent to me that he was going to do that with me being there. And I just feel, along with my family, that it's the best decision for Minnesota. I feel very confident in that. I think it's going to be clear that Minnesotans agree with that.
Governor, can you talk about so,
I've talked to everybody.
Can you break down specifically the conversation with her? Did you recommend that she consider running?
I spoke with all of the delegation, let them know. I spoke with a lot of key allies. I spoke with my family, and just let them know that this is what we were going to do. And Senator Klobuchar was one of those conversations. I think that we have a very deep bench. It's very clear to me. Again, I would mention this, that again, none of the people running for governor of Minnesota voted for this program. None of the folks running for governor condemned January 6th, and none of the people of the Republicans running for governor had the damn common decency to Melissa and Mark's children have asked them to stop doing what they're doing, the president. The question I would ask all of you is you need to ask those people running for governor if they would ask the president to please stop attacking the Hortman children and telling lies about this. And so I am very confident a Democrat's going to win this. My conversation with Senator Klobuchar was the same conversation I've had with many others.
Governor, there's been the constant drumbeat coming from Washington, from the White House, to many of the different departments in Washington talking about fraud and talking about you. What was the one thing that you heard that said, this is why I've got to step out? Was it that constant drumbeat coming at you, or was it more of a personal decision?
No, I think it's a personal decision. It's effectiveness. I never took this job to be governor. I took the job to pass things like paid family medical leave. I took this job to get our children food. I took this job, and what I'll continue to do for a year is I will protect every single person in this state, and I had an announcement to them on our LGBT community, especially our trans community, stay the hell out of Minnesota for the folks who want to hassle those people. These are our neighbors. So for me, it became, if I can be as effective doing that, and it's clear, look, I don't think any governor in history has had to fight a war against the federal government every single day. And now it's reaching down into our commissioners. And look, what Donald Trump tweeted the other night, put the Hortman children at risk. They have to look at security, put my family at risk again. What he's doing to the Somali community is absolutely unconscionable. And at some point in time, this is about, I don't know what it is, whatever it is, I bug the crap out of Donald Trump. I would argue it is because I believe in public service. I've not enriched myself in office. I treat people with dignity. I agree to compromise with people, and the attacks on Minnesota are far beyond me, and it's hurting Minnesota. Here's what I have full confidence in is Republicans are going to lose races up and down the ticket, because where is their plan on health care as health care prices doubled? Where is their plan to push back on the president? Again, for God's sakes, the children of a murdered speaker, and they can't speak up and say, Mr. President, this is wrong. Stop it. And you write a story that one retired legislator said it and one member. How can you not have every single one of them saying this is wrong? And I'm going to fight this without having to spend any time worrying about the politics of this. I'm going to fight it making sure that Minnesotans are cared for. I'm going to fight it by doing the respect that we should have for rule of law. So I just think all of you see this. It is just going to be relentless. Why 2,000 folks? What are they coming? Do they want to coordinate with us? You saw a U.S. attorney stand up, which was been released by, would have been let go by any other administration, speculating about things with no factual information. That's defamation. And that's coming from the U.S. attorney. We are under assault like no other time in our state's history because of a petty, vile administration that doesn't care about the well-being of Minnesotans. My job is to protect the well-being of Minnesotans. So the good news on this is Republicans assured they're going to lose the governor's race dramatically. That's fine by me. I don't care who sits in this seat as long as it's not one of them who hurt Minnesotans. I care that it's somebody who understands and respects this office.
Governor,
Janet.
You just talked about the danger. Your daughter gave an interview talking a little bit about the danger. Was there any part of the governor that thought when you were making this decision, did it cross your mind that not by any nature of what you've done, but just because of you being you and yeah. being the target, that people's lives were in danger,
yes.
whether they be so you felt that
yes.
for Sophie Call and other that
yes. Yes, and for our Somali community, yes. Look, I'm on the list because whatever it is, they hate us. I may be on the list because of last fall. I may be on the list for whatever reason. But yes, that's exactly what it is. And like, I don't know how you spin the story other than him pushing that conspiracy theory. You don't have to listen to me. The Hortman children told you that. We shouldn't have to be talking about them. Respect their privacy. We just attended a wedding, which was a joyous day, with two empty seats from someone who was murdered. But, you know, There's rumors out there and all this. That is frickin' evil. And every one of you in this room knows it's evil. And that type of hate and those types of threats that are actionable, yes. And look, I'm concerned for my family, but I've got a little bit of protection now. My family, not so much. But what about Somali immigrants who are minding their own business? We've got 2,000 folks. We don't even know who they are. They'll be wearing masks, being here in Minnesota, harassing them. If you want us to fix fraud, come and help us. Come and help us do that. They're not interested in that.
Governor, yeah. Given any thought to what's next for you after you leave office?
No.
You're only going to be 62.
No, I know. I'm going to run some more marathons. I'm going to defend my turkey trot title. I don't know if I told you all that I won my age group in the turkey trot. Look, I got a year of work to do here. I think it will be the most challenging year, and that includes probably COVID, because I caution Minnesotans, this is going to worse before it gets better. Everybody here knows, you know, you will be nonpartisan and you will be fair in this, but the vast majority of the country knows this because Donald Trump's in trouble. The Epstein files need to come out. The economy's sinking. We're fighting a war in Venezuela. I will tell you one thing on this, that today, people in Minnesota, the work that we did and the bill that I signed makes their life a lot better. And I would ask those folks who think Donald Trump's doing the right thing, do you think not getting paid family leave and fighting a war in Venezuela has improved your life? Because if it is, I don't know what I can say to you to help you vote for something. But that's where it's going to go. For me, I'm going to do this work. To be candid with you, what I'm really good at is I'm a really good geography teacher. And I think that's something where I would find the joy in getting back in there, trying to teach, do the things that we want to do. So, yeah. Not analyzed yet. The one I got today, and I'll tell you just as a heads up on this, we got the Axtell report back on capital security, and that's my next step on this. And I do want to kind of preview a little bit here. If Republicans think that I'm not coming to make us more safe around guns, they are sadly mistaken. They are going to take votes on protecting our children, or they're not going to get anything else done. When that report comes back, that will give us, I think, some idea where we're going. I'm excited to see and hopeful what Tim O'Malley's going to see. I think you're seeing this. I feel pretty confident right now that the plan on how to get there is getting pretty well laid out. I think the gap analysis of where there were gaps is pretty well there. I think we're going to have to figure out how we implement some of the safeguards in place. Probably have to come back to the legislature. It'll be interesting to see, and I really do appreciate that question about the fraud committee. If I'm not mistaken, this planned meeting on fraud in this program before it implemented was the very first meeting ahead of trying to prevent. I need the legislature to help me on prevention. It's pretty easy after the fact to say this happened. They're really good at that. They're not so good on the front end, so I think that would be good. But I just want to say again to all of you, incredibly grateful. I'm going to make note of this. I had my team verify this. I've stood in front of the press more than any governor in Minnesota history and taken more questions from the press in Minnesota history. My team has provided more data under the Data Practices Act than any governor in history. And I'm going to preview for you now is, and I would ask all of you for the help on this, it seems absolutely outrageous and a gap to me. The only people who aren't subject in state government to data practices are the legislature. And we've had a pedophile in the state Senate that we got no information about. We have credible accusations of one Republican representative against another Republican representative that they committed fraud. We have a requirement that the House run an audit, which they did not do. You are the gatekeepers on this. Demand that there's data practices, and if they have emails showing that I have committed fraud, you should get those. Why aren't they putting them out there? Why aren't they turning them over to prosecutors? And right now, they are hiding behind a veil of innuendo. They're protecting the biggest fraudster in the White House. They are unwilling to acknowledge that January 6th was an insurrection. They are unwilling to stand with Melissa Hortman's children. And I want to tell you this, for those legislators who went and shed crocodile tears at her funeral, shame on you. Shame on you. Her children are asking you to do one thing in her name. It's to tell the president to stop doing this. That shouldn't be that difficult. So look, for Republicans here, I have more energy than I've ever had. I am committed to this state more than I've ever been. I love this state with every fiber of my being. I believe we are the best state. Have I been perfect in this? God dang no. I wasn't perfect as a teacher. I wasn't perfect as a coach. I wasn't perfect as a soldier, but I was pretty damn good at all those things. And I am committed to getting this right. And I will tell you what, if they think now, I mean, game's over for them now. It was all me. I was the bad guy or whatever. Well, put up or shut up now and tell us what you're going to do to make this state better. Answer these tough questions. Quit hiding behind this and expect for the next 11 months for me to ride you like you've never been ridden, to make sure that you're doing your job. I'm asking for your help. We need data practices with the legislature right now. You need to expect to get every one of my emails just like you have when you ask for them. Every one of my commissioners, you should be able to ask for those, which you can do, and we need to do that. Here's the thing that I'm going to ask all of you is, Republicans want to tear this state down. Republicans want to tell you it's too dangerous to walk down the streets. Republicans want to tell you there's nothing good comes out of Minneapolis-St. Paul. Republicans want to tell you everybody with brown skin is stealing money or that they're not welcome here. They want to do nothing to improve this state. Their idea of improving this state is being a parrot for Donald Trump, agreeing to everything that he agreed with. Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. It ain't happening. I'm not going anywhere. And you can make all your requests for me to resign over my dead body. Will that happen? I will fight this thing till the very end to make this state better. And the question that I think they need to decide is when did the guy in the White House resign? When does he take accountability for what he did? Because it isn't going to happen here in terms of us shying away from making the state better. So you'll get to see me more. The good news is on this is that I got no election to look forward to. I've been in front of you. I'll call on who I want to call on, and I'll watch what the press gets written, and we'll make sure that in this state there's full accountability for everybody, because I buck stops with me. I'm accountable for this, and because of that accountability, I'm not running for office again. But I have a year to continue to improve on a record that I think will stand up against anybody's, a record that has made Minnesota better, a record that makes people want to come here, and a record that has respected not only the dignity of people, but the idea of rule of law and camaraderie. So the one thing that I hate is anytime I get drug into being next to Donald Trump, God help me, I don't want to be judged against that guy. Judge me against an average Minnesotan going out to do their job every day and being decent to their neighbors. So thank you all, and we'll be back.
Thanks, folks.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That's a guy who's not running? Is that what I heard? That sounds like a guy who is defiant, who is angry, who is emotional, who is specific, who is proud of his record, who called out Trump and Republicans repeatedly. Just at the end, Adam, when he said, if you think I'm going to resign over my dead body, no governor in history has faced a war against the federal government like I have is indisputably 1,000% correct on the Republicans who are cowards on not calling out the disgusting accusations with no basis of proof suggesting that Tim Walz told Vance Belter to kill the Hortmans. This show, Adam's show, we have not been shy in saying, hey, guess what? The buck stops with him. I wanted to see more of that guy the last 2 years with action. But anybody who is unwilling to call out and use as a basis of fact a psychopath, Vance Belter, and a manifesto suggesting Tim Walz told him to go kill one of Tim Walz's closest friends on the planet, you are pathetic if you're unwilling to call that out. Let me repeat it again. You're pathetic. You're a coward. You're afraid. Now, we're going to have Chris Maddow on Thursday. I'm willing to bet a lot of money Chris Maddow is going to completely be dismissive and call that out. But the other folks who won't call it out, what the hell happened to you? Again, disagree with Tim Walz. Disagree with liberal policies. Disagree with the scandalous amount of fraud and where was he? Why didn't he step in? All valid. But two people and their dog in the middle of the night thinking a police officer is at the door, open the door like 99.99% of us would have done, and they were brutally murdered. And that deranged excuse of a president who doesn't have the moral character of the pen I'm holding in my hand calls it out and you go, yeah, yeah. Embarrassing. So we're going to go to 12:30 here and we'll make up the spot somehow. Okay. Text away. Agree, disagree. Carter, I'm just listening to the guy and going, why aren't you still running? If you have this much fire in his belly, go defend yourself. Take him on.
Right.
Because Trump's winning in this case with him stepping away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the optics of it. But I think the governor is also 100% right in saying that I think he saw what we all saw, that, boy, he's got a tough road to go here.
Yep.
And there's could be. And again, I'll say it's not only the governor's office, but the down ballot. I mean, you got a Senate seat. You got second district congressional seat that could go either way, and the legislature. I mean, there's the prospects of, okay, if this goes so bad,
yes,
that they have the prospect of losing not only the governor's mansion, but both houses of the state legislature next year to Republicans, then they're like, we are screwed. So I think he saw that.
I think he was told it.
Yeah.
I don't know if because to me, again, I just hear a guy who almost every fiber in his body wants to run, believes he's handled the fraud better than he has. Okay. He hasn't handled it as well as he has said. I just don't agree with him in any way on that. And you don't either. I just think he's had enough people behind the scenes and you can tell he's sick of the Klobuchar story already,
mm-hmm.
Okay, who have said to him, we like you, we believe in you, it's unfair, but there are times you need to think of the party.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're both fairly stubborn. I'm more stubborn than you. If I really, really believe I'm right and really believe I can continue and my record stands with anybody who's ever been the governor, that's what he said,
mm-hmm.
I'd be running.
Yeah.
It'd be hard for me, and I'm not saying this is a great trait of mine. It would be hard for me if I think I'm running against someone who's vile and evil, and let's be honest, Donald Trump at times is both, right?
100% correctly.
Both. He's just both.
Vile constantly.
He's vile. He is a junior high school bully.
Yep.
who's been given everything he's ever had in his life.
Correct.
And gets away.
Gets away with it and is empowered.
Everything.
By it. People empower him to do it.
At this point, 5 years ago, the two of us and Dan Cook were watching what was unfolding at the U.S. Capitol. And finally, you said, when I was like, what's going on? You're like, stop. You know what's happening right now? The U.S. Capitol is under attack. Mm-hmm. You said those words, and they stay with me today. And that individual who had lied for months after he was told by Bill Barr and all these people who are actual Republicans that, sadly, Mr. President, I voted for you. I wanted you to win. I fear for what's going to happen to Joe Biden. But you lost. And he brought out a parade of clowns like Rudy and the landscaping thing and Sidney Powell and all these people who you wouldn't employ if you were having a debate about the fence in your backyard right. with your neighbor. But you know what they told him? They told him what he wants to hear. That's all he wants.
Yep.
He just wants every day somebody to tell him something. You're amazing.
Yeah.
And at that point, hour after hour, Donald Trump saw some people peacefully protest.
Mm-hmm.
Some people walk over, as he said, let's go to the Capitol. And others were violent, attacked law enforcement, were chanting, hang Mike Pence, went looking for people of Congress to do God knows what. And he didn't do a thing. Well, I heard you, and you're 100% right. When his sons, his daughter, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Kevin McCarthy are begging him.
Do something.
To do something. And he sat there, and he was aroused and reveled in it. So, again, that's where you're 100% right. This race, if it's Klobuchar, it's basically over. It just is.
Yep.
Let's just be honest. To get to win like Pawlenty did in 06, you're going to have to convince moderates and centrists in the Twin Cities area to not vote for Amy Klobuchar and to vote for fill in the blank.
Right.
And so far, Kendall Qualls is well out to the right.
Yeah.
Lisa Damith is out to the right. Kristen Robbins is out to the right. Mike Lindell is nuts and a liar. Scott Jensen, I don't know where Scott's going to be day by day. And Chris Maddow, who I genuinely thought had a chance, if he would get the nomination, to beat Tim Walz, he's not as effective against Amy Klobuchar.
No.
He just isn't.
No. Just based on name recognition alone.
Yeah, name recognition. And there's no doubt this state is even more divided. And when you think she, I mean, looking it up yesterday, she won by 20, 34, 34. And then her closest one was Royce White. Okay. Your guy, Royce White. And she won that one by 16. Plenty, Dave, Plenty basically said it without saying it multiple times yesterday. He goes, I'm not going to lie to you, Chad. I'm not going to lie in CCO. What he said, it's going to be really, really, really hard for a Republican to win.
Basically, you won't say Republicans will lose, but we can read the read
if
between
he
the
was
lines.
Sitting here with the three of us right now, you know what he'd say? She's over. They're not going to beat her. They're not. And listen, to me, should it just be a cakewalk? No. I'll just say right now, if they pick Chris Maddow, I will give serious consideration to voting for Chris Maddow over Amy Klobuchar. Someone new to this. Listen, a lot of Dean yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Different ideas, a freshness. Amy's very good. When was she first elected at Hennepin County Attorney? She's been in this meat grinder for a long, is that 02?
I was going to say, when I got here in 01, and was just about to be elected then.
Yeah. I mean, so could there be fatigue? But she knows how to check boxes. I listened to him today, and listen, when he says, I will call on anybody I want to, calm down. When he's suggesting he's made himself more available than other governors, come on. I'm not going to turn this into me much, but he used to come on with me constantly. Doesn't come on with me anymore. They don't like the questions I ask him. Okay, he's been picking and choosing for a while. Was Klobuchar 202?
99.
That's what I was going to say. I think she was already there when I got here.
That's sane in 26. So did she win in 98?
Yes. Elected in 98, began the term in 99.
So 20, that's a hell of a race, by the way, in 98, because I think there's this interesting guy won the governor's race. I mean, Amy Klobuchar, we buried the lead with Amy Klobuchar as Hennepin County attorney. And wait, did Lugar run against her? Who did Lugar run against?
Did he have to look that up? 98 defeated Cheryl Ramstead.
Okay.
By a margin of less than 1%. I'd have to look up Lugar.
Think about that. Maybe Lugar's like 0-2. She wins by 1%? Think about that dynasty that she's pulled off that most likely doesn't happen if she doesn't get 1% of the votes. Okay, let's do this. Text and call. We'll work it into ask because it's such an enormous story. And do we all agree he's never had a press conference like that?
Oh, absolutely. Nothing as fired up as I've ever seen.
Nothing close. And on fraud, I'll emphasize this repeatedly. Not accountable enough. Too late to the story. The amount of money is gargantuan and indefensible. His comments about Donald Trump, I couldn't agree more. And I know for a fact how many times over the last 25 years I have voted for Republicans. So save the nonsense of, oh, here are the two liberals. Not true. Last statewide election, there were four statewide races. Two of them I voted for Democrats. Two of them I voted Republicans. I just said, I'll say it again. If today the election was Chris Maddle, Tim Walz, I'm voting Chris Maddle. Okay, so get out of here with, oh, it's not factually true. We're just willing to tell the truth about Donald Trump as someone who wakes up every single day, whether he's growing up young, businessman, in and out of bankruptcy, dozens of sexual harassment suits, or President of the United States, and every day wakes up with one thought: how does today benefit me? And as long as you're kissing that big fat butt of his, he loves you. As soon as you even slightly turn against him, what happens, Adam?
Marjorie Traitor Brown.
That is exactly right. It's 30 past 12. Let's go. Vehemently agree, disagree, bring some fire. Like Tim Walz, let's go. What time, Tim? 651-461-9226.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? done well. Deck upgrades, done well. Electrical upgrade, done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Go ahead and read your favorite one.
I dare you to replay an interview of Cambry owner about Amy. I don't remember that. Was that Marty Davis?
Marty
talking about
Davis. I haven't had Marty on in years. Marty, I thought, had a very favorable view of Amy.
Yeah.
That was
He's very pro-Trump, obviously.
He's
but
very pro-Trump, but
I don't remember what they're referring to, but I love when we get dared. I dare you.
All right. Among the texts, wow, Walls is a whiner. Everything is Trump's fault. Poor baby. Couldn't stand to listen to it. It's just more of the pathetic same. Next text. I'm just going to read a series of texts here. I'm not really a fan of Walls, but I'm loving this right now. He's right. Every single person in the room knows it's evil. I took a lot of time there. What do you want to say again? I know this is far from the first time, but what do you want to say about individuals who will not call out the filth about Tim Walls telling Vance Belter to kill one of his closest
friends? It's absolutely pathetic, and it's the most basic level of decency that you can't even, like, Lisa Daymuth was on with Vanita this morning, and she sidestepped it and danced around it. When you can't just say it was a disgusting thing for the president of the United States, Donald Trump, to do. And I would hope he would have the sense to pull it down, because it's disgusting. There's no basis in reality. And you can keep your MAGA hat and do that, too, by the way. You don't have to, because you say that. But unfortunately, that's who this guy is, though. If there's any record of you speaking badly of him, and unless you
come back.
I was going to say.
Like Rubio.
Or, you know.
Little hands.
Vice president called him Hitler at one point.
Exactly.
Is that minor in point?
Can we? Neither one of us has ever compared Donald Trump to Hitler. J.D. Vance, the vice president of the United States, compared him to Hitler.
It's on tape calling him that.
Oh, my God.
So
Tim Pawlenty yesterday called what Donald Trump did, equating Walls and Belter, despicable.
Yep.
Sure. I mean, come on.
It's not that difficult to do.
It just isn't. And I don't personally know Lisa Daymuth. We've interviewed her now, five, six times. Seems like a decent enough person. I'm all in that she behind the scenes thinks it's gross awful.
I don't doubt that at all.
But it's political cowardice.
Yeah.
It's just political cowardice. More text here. I applaud Walls for saying what he stands for. I think a lot is true about the media basically being chicken bleep, to be honest, with the reporting. The Republicans are a disgrace. I think you and Adam's show should look at what he's saying and help us get through this mess. If you're suggesting either one of the two of us hasn't called out Donald Trump on a regular basis, I've got one word for you. Starkey. Chad, there's nothing you say today that will change my opinion of Tim Walls. I loved his statement just now. Go, Tim. more text. Something tells me Mr. Accountability, Mr. Availability still won't come on CCO's airwaves. Oh, he's coming on. He goes on Vanita fairly often. He was on with you a couple times.
From the fishing opener.
He hasn't. I'll give you the last two appearances. He joined us at the fair when he brought 200 people. What would you say?
It was a large crowd.
And then we called him out over and over again for not coming on. I finally remember the staff. And he was on with us maybe about a year later.
Yep.
15 minutes. We sparred some.
Yep.
It's what it should be. Specific, accountable, direct questions. And as a congressman, I thought he was great in that area. With Blois, two of us moderated the first debate between Tim Walz and Jeff Johnson. So it's not like they never thought I wasn't credible. He's looking for the soft touch, and he was looking for the soft touch with Jana's question, too. The one person he went to, because Jana's more inclined to ask that side of question. He wanted to humanize. And by the way, on that, if you're telling me, and you've made this point a couple of times lately, and you're right, if you're telling me I have to compare as human beings, Tim Walz and Donald Trump, that's like comparing my golf game to Tiger Woods in 2000. There's zero comparison. That doesn't change lack of accountability and fraud. That doesn't change, Adam, if you disagree on liberal philosophy.
Yeah.
But it's,
frankly, some people just don't care either.
And I don't understand how you can't care about how Trump and how immoral he is. And if you're wondering why we're bringing this up today, because it's January 6th, 5 years ago, and Tim Walz brought him up 15 times? I mean, honestly, how many times was he referencing the president over and over and over again? Let's see. It's another example of all of us wanting to step up to the plate and do the right thing for fear of personal loss. So many what goes on in politics want to fix things also succumb to need to be careful to the point where they compromise their own principles. Sounds like he wants to start a war. Don't be ridiculous. Republicans are not cheering about the tweet put up by Trump. It's horrible. Baloney.
Yeah.
Baloney. Go look at my Twitter feed, the number of Republicans who have no problem with it. Listen to Lisa Damoth with Vanita today. It's I could show you text after text after text. Not bothered about it at all. And as you discussed earlier in your show, the game we now play in this conspiracy vile world of social media, prove to me it didn't happen.
Yeah. Right.
So I toss out something with zero credibility. And then it's up, let's say I do it. Then it's up to you to prove that something I just tossed out that is solely with zero credibility and it's solely about politics and hate, and it's not up to you to prove it's, I mean, text.
That's not how it works, boys and girls.
Just somebody text me right now and tell me you genuinely believe Tim Walz told Vance Belter to go kill one of his closest friends on the planet. What the bleep is wrong
with
you?
Has any Republican member of Congress and from this state called him out on it? Can't imagine, right?
I bet no, because they would all just pivot instantly. Instantly. WCC is all in and Walz, a loser who got caught with complacency with fraud. Yep. Trump's the reason for all the corruption in Minnesota. Wrong. Walz is the fault. Did either one of us say Trump is the reason why there's fraud in this state?
No.
Didn't say it at all. I'm neither a Democrat or Republican, but I want a Republican in our state. It's time for a change. I think there are a lot of people who feel that way, Dan. I think I was about to call you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. I don't know what I was going to call you. Trump is the best president ever.
Oh, yeah.
From a texter. Mm. January 6th was a riot, not a coup. Mm. Stop. Tell me what they were trying to accomplish, Adam.
Oh, it just happened to be the day they were certifying the election. Just a coincidence.
It was a riot. They broke in to stop the certification because he had lied to them over and over again. And I don't know how much money I'm willing to donate to charity to have Jack Smith and Donald Trump have a back and forth. Please let that happen. Pay-per-view. All the money can go to Trump crypto.
Yes. Yeah.
He
yes.
can benefit from it.
It's the arch. The arch fund.
Exactly.
The new arch fund.
Yes or no, as this will be our transition to ask, will he attempt, through his allies, to have his bust join Mount Rushmore?
100%.
I'm not kidding, right?
I'm not either. No, absolutely. I thought years ago, okay, but no, absolutely. He's totally all in on that.
Yeah.
That, and some stooge in the Republican Party congressperson will propose it if it hasn't already been proposed.
It'll gain traction. Here we go. It's a shortened version. The young man has a Christmas present for me. I thank you very much. You know I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you enjoyed my wine yet?
Not yet. No.
Not yet.
Saving it for a special occasion.
Are you going to bring it to David Josephson's house?
Yes. Hey, enjoy it.
All right.
Well, when I was at your house, I looked around, and I know you know you have the new digs.
Yes.
And the walls looked a little bare. I thought, you know, you could use some artwork for
They're
those
still
walls.
Very, very bare.
Oh, this is great then.
I keep threatening to put stuff
an appropriate
up.
Gift.
Yes. Oh my God. Okay.
This is a photo of the King of England at one point who bears a take it out of the plastic bag bears a striking resemblance to yours truly.
I'm trying to think who this looks like.
A fine example of Victorian England.
Which king is this again?
King Chubby the Third to Stubby, King Stubby the Fourth.
Oh, my God. I love this so much. All right. Now, Dave, you also have traveled to the new place. Where should I place this?
Ooh.
Is this in the bathroom?
Bathroom would be a good spot for
No, I don't feel the bathroom. I think on the ceiling above your bed.
Right next to the mirror? Oh, this is so good. Thank you. This is an all-timer. Where did you have this done?
AI helped a little bit with it. And
Oh, my God. It's tremendous. Thank you very, very
of course.
Much. thank you. I appreciate it. Squeeze in a few texts here for Ask Adam Anything. I don't think Dave's familiar with this. On the Adam Experience today, do we know, by the way, when Jordana might be back?
Maybe hopefully next week.
Next week.
Yep.
Okay. Understand. Take as much time as possible. We all agree with that. Adam mentioned he has his own personal chopsticks at his house. What are your initial thoughts?
Not just one, but five sets.
And your wife, the lovely Jen, the lobster, doesn't appreciate it. What she called you?
She called me a poser for using chopsticks.
She is a million percent correct.
Yes. No way,
indisputably,
1,000,000% correct,
100%.
So you don't eat Chinese food with chopsticks?
I do at times.
Poses,
and I think a lot of people. I think about 70% of those who use the chopsticks are posers also. They're trying to show their dexterity, you know. And then the fact that yours are gold-plated and have your name in Chinese.
One of them is gold. They're various different metals.
What else?
Do you drink your fine wine? You drink it out of a plastic cup?
I do. I just, you know what I do now? Out of the bottle, man. I just go right there. If we get like six more years of Trump, I might be just taking it right out of the bottle. What else do you have at the house that is maybe a signature part of a meal that might be atypical? Is there anything else we haven't discovered?
Like other like utensils or things that are specific to one
maybe a certain
style.
Glass or a plate?
I don't think so. We've got some nice wine glasses that Lauren has bought us for the last couple of years. Nice personalized wine glasses. Those are all nice.
Okay.
Very nice touch.
Do they say like Adam and Jen or what?
No, one said Carter, and then the ones we got this year are stemmed, and they have a nice monogram C.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you this. Carl and I together, we took a Colette trip to Italy. We went to Murano. Hold on. Pat myself on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And we had these personalized glasses made.
Oh, nice.
By this unbelievable glass blower.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I still have those now. What do I do? Do I just keep using them?
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, look, we're in a blended family. We've got dishes from previous marriages.
That's true. I have
kids
that.
And dishes. That's what we brought to the marriage.
Yeah. Dave, any problem with that?
No.
I think you got to keep going, right? Adam, do you cross your legs and sit on the floor when you use your chopsticks? How dedicated are you?
I'm not that dedicated. No, I'm not removing my shoes and sitting on the floor.
Where does Adam Carter stand on like a Benihana?
Love Benihana.
Yeah.
Or the one we went, when my mom turned 80, we brought her to.
Oh, I saw a video of this.
Forget the name of the place. It's in Apple Valley. There's a couple of them. Was a hibachi grill.
I love.
It's fantastic.
I love them. I don't think they're probably real healthy for
you. No.
You probably can't go off. And Dave Harrigan, where does Dave Harrigan stand on the artistry demonstrated by the chef?
Love every bit of it. Give me the shrimp flip. Give me the onion volcano. Yeah. Give me the whole deal.
Sake. The spraying the sake into your mouth.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. Have you ever had, Adam Carter, a chef that just couldn't cut it? Like, and you're like...
No, I was just... I saw a video the other day of Chris Farley when... I don't know what movie it was where he was playing a hibachi chef.
Beverly Hills Ninja, probably.
I think it was pretty... Right, it might have been the highlight of the movie, but yeah, he was a bad, bad hibachi chef.
Both of you were wrong. Chevy Chase has never been funny, ever, in his entire life. You now have watched this documentary.
Most of it. I don't think I've seen the whole
CNN
thing.
CNN, yeah. I have caught the clips where it's just been affirmation for me as someone who has never met him. I've just read the stories where he just comes off as a loathsome, condescending bleep.
Yeah.
Is he that way throughout or is it kinder to him?
It tries to be kinder, but it's hard to escape that who he is. And I think it's something like we talked about on my show today. But if you can
Jordana's out already.
Yeah. Who?
Yeah.
Can you change your personality? And there's a guy, I think, who has not been able to change his person. And it's almost kind of sad.
Does he come off as he wants to try? Because the one clip I saw.
Not really.
Is she's trying to ask him, and he's like, well, you're not smart enough to figure
me
out.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
I'm too complex.
Yes.
Oh, and, my God.
And I feel like he thinks that's funny, and it just, but it's. It's like you're playing right into who everybody thinks you are.
Is he insecure?
I think there's some insecurity there. I think he grew up in a very privileged house.
Yeah.
And again.
Boy, man, people hate him.
Yes,
I've worked with him. It is unbelievable. All right, man, this is one of my favorite gifts.
Enjoy it.
Oh, thank you so much. Adam, back with you tomorrow at 9. We got Patrick DeHaan and Mike Ostrom next hour on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also... Yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.